This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Oh, jeez. Here we go. Your dial said correctly, too. USA Prepares. We're delighted you're here. And we broadcast 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. If you'd like to call us, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Listen line, it's up 24-7, 605-477-3249, 605-477-3249. Kyle's Engineering and Broadcast in Minnesota at GCN. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Doc Graham's with us. Welcome, Dr. Richard Allen Miller.
Good morning. I know. We talked. You got it.
I was talking with one of our engineers last night, electrical engineers. He's one of our instructors. And together and separately, we are designing and building our off-grid system, our off-grid solar power generation system. And we compare notes and we share designs and and we share our thoughts. It's not like we're in competition to beat each other, in a race or anything like that. However, we are sharing our concepts, our designs, our successes, our trials, if you will. And we were talking about. I said, he mentioned Rick Miller. And I said, Rick's a real hoot. He's a delight to be with. And I said, we chat just before the broadcast for a couple minutes about what we're going to talk about. And many times, that's the last time we talk about it.
Yeah.
So, Rick, I went to Home Depot yesterday. And here goes another one of our sponsors. I'm sure they're going to pull a plug on us right after this. So I went into Home Depot. And I walked past, went in the front door with our son and his lady friend, and I walked past this big pile of air conditioning units. They're all made in China. And I went through the appliance section, and there are Asian appliances as well, like Samsung and LG Goldstar. That's what you see when you go to these big box stores. And just to demonstrate the point to our son and his lady friend of 3 years or so, I said, watch this. So I went over to this Asian refrigerator freezer, side by side, and I opened the freezer door with my left hand, and I just closed it normally, and the refrigerator door popped open. I said, look, did you see that?
Yeah.
So when you here's your homework. Next time you go into one of these big box stores, whether it be Lowe's or Home Depot, and you see these stainless steel skinned refrigerators from Asia, open the freezer door and just close it normally and watch the refrigerator door pop open. And then you're going to have to ask yourself, what's that going to be like when you get home? Every time someone opens the freezer door and just closes it normally, the refrigerator door is going to pop open. So you're going to have the refrigerator door open a lot by accident, or actually by design, I should say. So here we are. We've lost our way. We've gotten rid of manufacturing in this country and for a very large extent. And then try the same thing with a U.S.-branded appliance. And what you'll find out is when you open the freezer door, the refrigerator door does not pop open. And then here's something else to look at. Take a look at the the deli tray. And even though Dr. Joel Wallach does not want you to eat deli meats, that deli tray is kind of a nice place to store things, you know, like avocados and so forth. Well, take a look and see if the refrigerator or freezer model that you're looking at comes with one of those. Because I asked, and they said, oh, you can order that. That's an option. So keep in mind that what you expect from an American appliance manufacturer may not be what you get if you buy an Asian manufactured appliance like a refrigerator freezer. So I want to share that. And then, Rick, because we're doing installing our solar upgrade, and we're rewiring part of the wiring of our house, and because we have an electric hot water heater at one end of the house, I decided to take that hot water heater offline electrically because of the load that it draws from our solar system. It's not practical to try to power a hot water heater electrically with solar panels. So I'm replumbing that into another hot water heater that is heated with our outdoor wood furnace. So I need to buy some plumbing fittings, some a bag of 10 elbows, 3/4 inch, and a bag of 3/4 inch tees. And I wanted some ball valves to shut off the hot water as I, you know, modify the plumbing in the house. And these are CPVC fittings. So there was a guy stocking the shelves in the plumbing department, and my son and his lady friend had already been there, and they gave up trying to find the parts that I mentioned we needed. And we had a list. I couldn't find them. So there was this guy there stocking the shelves, and I said, I looked at him, and he kind of ignored me. I said, so are you knowledgeable in this area? And he said, yeah, it's okay. So what I'm looking for is a 3/4 inch ball valve in CPVC, you know, kind of a tannish colored plastic. And I'd like them with the red and black handles, like you used to have, but I can't find them, and our son can't find them. Do you have them? And he looked around. He didn't know what he was doing. Really didn't. He was not knowledgeable. And I said, well, you know, you've got the blue ones, the blue handle ones, but red is for hot water, black is for cold water, and that's what I want to use. Do you have them? And he was kind of puzzled, and I said, oh, is this a United Nations thing? Is this because they require all the handles to be blue now? Is that what this is all about? And he looked at me kind of confused, and he said, you know what? I'm really from the garden department. You can ask me any question about gardening. You know? I said, oh, okay. Fertilizer. You know, like if it says 10, 10, 10 on the bag, what does that mean? And he said, well, that means nitrate, sodium, and potassium. And I looked at him, and I was stunned. I said, look, I read the name off his smock. We'll say his name was Mark. Hey, Mark, I'm from corporate headquarters. That's two you got wrong. Like, you realize what this means, right, Mark? And I said it with a straight face. And what I'm saying is I can't believe that they have employees who are acting like they know what they're doing and they have no clue. And he's telling me that 10, 10, 10 on a fertilizer bag would mean nitrate, sodium, and potassium. It means nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium, not sodium. And it's not nitrate, it's nitrogen. Rick, we're falling down, we're losing our way, and we're looking at people in smocks in stores and they have no clue what they're doing. What do you think? You seen it over in your neck of the woods?
There's a lot of ways I could respond to this. I'm just going to take the middle way and say it's business as usual across the board. Everything is wrong right now. Everything.
That's really the main point.
There's
traveling
something
through,
else going on. You could talk about weather. And all the different anomalies that are occurring everywhere on Earth. And then there's the Inuit saying the stars that we're used to looking at for 3,000 years have changed.
Is that true?
Yeah, that's true. That means there has already been a pole shift. There is the sun itself. Is there global warming and man's carbon dioxide and methane and da-da-da-da-da? And yet, when I go back, I look at the sun, and it's white now. And I remember as a child it was yellow. Now,
yeah,
farmers all over, we've talked about this, you know, the insects are first, and there's a shortage of ants and flies in the Midwest. What does that mean? I don't know. Well, I do, but don't. How come the so-called ozone layer is not absorbing the UVBs that are coming off the sun? And with the up on the 21st. What does this all mean? Well, I'm watching banks and how they're managing their money now, including farm home banks that do Fannie Mae and home loans for farmers. And I am watching the methamphetamine that is pouring into all the states right now in huge quantities. I'm watching the Pope and making bad decisions with who, Powell, and some of the others. Well, you see what I posted on Facebook? The Roman Catholic Church has essentially abandoned the world in terms of moral codes of ethics and rules of conduct. And then I'm forced to look at old men dying that worked at Area 51 out giving disclosure with videos I've posted of both Clintons on national TV talk shows admitting. Now, I don't know. Because I sit here out in the middle of the woods being harassed from all sides right this moment, and I don't have a clue what it means yet. But my quality of life has fallen down to zero. The level of being sick, having stuff in my lungs from this crap that's in the air. Yes, you're right. Take a flashlight at night. Shine it up into the dark sky. What do you see? What is that? Who is doing that? Who is responsible for not telling us who's doing that? And then you go to the alternative news, you know, that is just as corrupt as modern day. CBS, CNN has just been busted on the tweeting thing. It's I don't know what to say. I'm speechless and don't know where to go with any of it.
Okay. So, Rick, is all the things that you said, I believe, are true. And here's an exclamation point. Traveling to Springfield, you know, once a week I'll swing over to Springfield, pick up some parts I need for our farm. And it seems like every time I go there, I say the same thing. Does everybody have to cut me off? And I've said it on the air many times. And I'm talking about in my truck, in my car, whatever I'm in, just driving normally with my headlights on, just so people can, you know, have that extra visibility that here I am. I'm not doing stupid things. I'm just driving like a very careful operator of a vehicle. People are still cutting me off. And then what I see is just enormous amount of carelessness. And what's with these boats? These 20-foot boats, 19-foot boats on these boat trailers with two wheels, and they're attached with one tie down in the front of the boat. And the tie is loose, and the boats are flopping around on the trailer. And I'm thinking, this thing is going to land in one of these lanes, and it's going to kill people. Let's talk about that when we come back. Carelessness.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, no sooner than when we talk about CenturyLink, I'm looking at the connection screen, and I see frame loss, and that actually is like hitting the mute button on the broadcast. So we may have some more problems, and if I do, I'm just going to use Plan B and reconnect. So, Rick, if I disappear for a minute, just keep talking, and I'll be right back. We've got Jay in Arizona. Jay, welcome. You're on with Rick Miller and me, Vin Finelli. Arkansas,
hey,
okay, well, I see AZ. I thought that was Arizona.
you got some really good subjects today. You're talking about the weather and the bugs. Mm-hmm. You mentioned up, the loss of bugs. So I know in the spring I see a lot of bugs because they commit suicide on my windshield. As of right now, no, I don't see a lot of bugs. Talking about the air quality, and I don't know if you've heard about this. I don't know if you can research it or not. I had heard that Donald Trump had put an end to the chemtrailing. I haven't seen any in a few days. And I just came out of Texas, and I was in California. I don't know. I don't know.
What do you think? All right. Well, Jay, I've got a comment on that, and then I'm sure Rick does as well. I've mentioned that ever since Donald Trump had been in the White House, we've seen fewer and fewer chemtrails. No question about it. We see him probably 1/20th of what we used to see when Barry was bombing the United States with his with his airborne debris. And seriously, I've talked to medical doctors, and the respiratory sections of hospitals are just packed, literally packed with patients. So more patients with respiratory distress, more patients with respiratory diseases. I'm seeing more cancers. I'm seeing instructors at USA Prepares who are succumbing and falling ill, seriously ill. I'm seeing it. I've been reporting it. And I've seen exactly what you're saying about the chemtrails in reduced amounts, significantly reduced amounts over our farm. However, I have talked with people on the East Coast, and they say it's not quite the case over the East Coast. They still have chemtrails over there. So, Rick, what are you seeing?
We have chemtrails here in Oregon. Actually, yesterday, today, it's getting weirder and different. And that means they're refining their techniques so you're not noticing. And when you don't see chemtrails, it's like Mexico when I was down there. They lay them down at night when you can't see it. And then in the daytime, it's already dissipated. It's in the atmosphere, and nobody's well aware of it or looking up into the sky to notice. Now, we've had some very strange weather here also. It's cooler than it should be. And yet California is hotter than it should be. And I don't understand what's going on. Globally, we are cooler this year than in history. Did you know that?
Jay, I've read just the opposite, Rick. I've read that temperatures that are higher.
That's right. I saw that was mine came from Suspicious Observer. I don't know whom to believe anymore.
Well, let's ask Jay. Jay, you're a truck driver, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And are you an over the road truck driver where you go coast to coast, north and south?
Yes, sir. I'm all over the place, and I was just in Missouri, last time I called. Like I said, I haven't seen that much of chemtrails anymore. I have seen a lot of this really strange weather where I don't know if you have been in Phoenix during the summertime when it's 115 degrees, but get out of your truck, and your truck is at 72 degrees, and you walk out, and it's like you're sticking your head in an oven.
Yeah.
Well, Jay, let me ask you this, Jay. Can you stick with us, Jay? Because I've got some questions about what you're seeing. All right, stay with us. And one of the questions I would want to ask you about is tire carcasses. Are you seeing more pieces of rubber belts, parts of tires, tire failures because of the heat? The extreme temperatures that you're seeing, like close to 110, 120 degrees on the roads. We'll be right back.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Doc Graham's with us, DocGraham.com, and Jay's with us, and he's from Arkansas. He's a truck driver, I assume, an over-the-road truck driver. And Jay, here's the question that I have for you. Are you seeing more tire parts, rubber belt parts, rubber parts failing, hoses, those kinds of things on the road now than before? Is that something that you're seeing, or is that just me?
ask that question, and right as we went into the break, there's a big piece of tire right in the middle of the road. Those truck drivers, we call them alligators. As we warn other truck drivers, watch out for the alligator in the middle of the road. Okay, now, you know as well as I do that some things that you buy, you get what you pay for. You know,
certainly.
You go to Harbor Freight and you can buy a wrench for $2. Or you can go to Snap-on and get that same tool, but it's going to be a better quality for $50. Same thing goes with truck tires. You really do get what you pay for. And
well, you hope you get what you pay for. You hope you get what you pay for.
You know, your name brands, your Kellys, your Goodyears, your Michelins, Uniroyal, those are your really good brands. And they will, if you buy them brand new, they are really good tires, and they will stand up to the heat.
My question is, are you seeing more failures? I mean, you've seen failures for years. If you've been a truck driver for years, we've always seen, you know, parts of rubber on the road. But what I'm saying is, are you seeing an increase that you can attribute to the extreme temperatures? Now, here's why I'm saying this. I have a non-contact thermometer. I can aim this thing. It's kind of like a pistol grip thermometer, and you can aim it at a distance and read on a display the temperature from 20 feet away. And I've aimed it at my roof. And our roof is kind of a wood bark colored roof. It's not black, it's not white, not red, not green. It's kind of in the middle of the road. And I've seen 158 degrees on the roof. Now that's before, you know, the extreme direct sun like you might see in Southern California at 119, 120 degrees. Now I would think that our shingles would slide right off the roof at that temperature. They'd melt because they'd probably get closer to 200 degrees if it's 120 degrees out in direct sun.
Right.
Are you seeing failures related to the increased heat from the sun?
In the extreme temperature areas of New Mexico, yes. Arizona, Southern California, yes. But most of those are attributed to what we call recaps. You take a used tire and you glue a new tread onto that tire, and then you use that tire. Well, a recap is not as durable as a new tire.
Right.
Yeah, you know, the glue just melts, and unless you keep the temperature or the air pressure in the tire at a reasonable air pressure, it will explode because it just gets too much air pressure in the tire because of road friction, and the tire gives out and it blows all over the place, and then you have, you know.
All right, let me ask you a different question about observations on the road. Jay, do you see an increase in carelessness? Drivers who are more careless behind the wheel. Are you seeing that, or is that just me?
Oh, geez, yes. Oh, my God. And California is notorious for it. Me and a lot of other drivers, we do not like driving into California. We wish that they would go sovereign county, you know, country, because then we wouldn't have to, you know, deliver to them.
Next question for you, Jay. I've noticed that there are people with trailers or trucks pulling their, I'm talking about pickup trucks, pulling small trailers in the fast lane. They seem to have a need to go faster than the speed limit with loads that I think are not as secure as I would like to see them. Boats that are not secure, you know, that are loose, loosely winched up to the front attachment point in the front of the boat. Are you seeing this as well?
Oh, absolutely. I see some really amazing things out here, and you just have to wonder, you know, what are these people thinking?
All right. Next question. Are you an independent truck driver, or are you a part of a, you know, company?
I'm a part of a small company. I'm a company driver, and
okay.
I have a really good company that I'm with.
All right. Here's the question. It's been my observation. I'd love to hear Rick's point on this too. It's been my observation that when I'm on the interstate and I'm near 18-wheelers, the independent truck driver operators of these 18-wheelers take more chances, go faster, are more careless than the company drivers. You know, like the Walmart drivers, like Prime, you know, brands that you might recognize, Old Dominion. You know, those guys seem to be more careful. Is that something that you've seen, or is that just me observing that the independent truck drivers are will go faster in conditions like snow and ice, and you think, geez, I think that's a little fast even for a car. Are you seeing that too?
Actually, I'm seeing just the opposite.
Wow.
There is a really big, major, mega carrier, Swift, and Swift is the, they're the spoiled redhead stepchild, you know, of the trucking industry. They have more accidents than any other company, you know, per size. There's a Facebook group called Twisted Truckers. You go on there, and they are on there all the time just messing up.
Interesting, and I agree. I that's what I would have expected also from what I know about independent drivers over company drivers. The companies will often put pressure for delivery time scheduling that forces UPS or someone like that to be faster in delivery up the driveway, that kind of thing. They don't wander up, they drive up quick. So I can understand all of it. I'm interested in the road rage and the other part of what I'm seeing now. How many truckers are on drugs, would you guess? Not marijuana and not alcohol per se, but other drugs, in a statistical 1 in 4?
Oh, I would say...
You know what I'm asking, don't you?
Yes, I do. And I would probably say 1 in 100.
Okay.
You know, maybe 1 in 1,000, you know, is on drugs. There was a story, I think it was 2 months ago, of a guy. He was a Canadian driver. He drove from Seattle, Washington to Boston, Massachusetts, nonstop. I mean, he stopped for fuel, but he was on cocaine, he was on meth, he was on all these drugs. How he did not get caught up until the end is anybody's guess. But you don't drive 3,000 miles nonstop. It is not physically possible, you know. And you hear about that every now and then. But for the majority, you don't hear about it.
It might be more of a local phenomenon with our loggers here. They'll come down off a hill racing each other.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
The mega carriers, and you'll notice who a mega carrier is because you will see a lot of those trucks. KLLM, Swift, Prime, Werner,
Gordon, yeah.
Yeah, you know, they're all mega carriers. They have like well over 10,000 trucks, and they are governed at a speed 62, 63, 64 miles an hour. They cannot go 70 miles an hour, so you get behind these people, and if you are in heavy traffic, well, they're in the right lane. Well, some of them, well, you know, I can go 1 mile an hour faster than you, and it's going to take me 10 miles to get, you know, to get past you. Meantime, the traffic behind them is backing up, you know. So that is a problem. But as far as the alcohol and drugs go, you won't hear about it very often because it's really not happening. I mean, every now and then, you know, like I said, you know, you'll hear about that one instance where this guy was just jacked out of his brains and driving, you know, for 3 days nonstop, you know.
Jay, can you identify stereotypical drivers, you know, based on the vehicles that they're behind the wheel of? That, you know, if it's a red or a, you know, some specific color and a specific brand, that they are more likely than the typical driver to do something crazy or reckless? Is there that kind of a stereotype that's true?
Oh no, no.
Okay.
You won't notice it.
Jay, would you do me a favor? Would you leave your telephone number with our engineer? And I'd like to call you and see if we can talk off the air about getting you as an instructor. Jay, thanks so much for being with us.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas, smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to harvestright.com or call 800-923-9591. That's harvestright.com or 800-923-9591.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the doll.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Watch it.
I know there's something happening.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot
things? Today you've got your...
Take my...
When you go to
the
DC,
for 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Doc Rams with us, Dr. Richard Allen Miller, Jay, our truck driver student, is with us. And Jay, were you able to give your telephone number so I can call you later to our engineer?
Nobody asked me. Not yet.
Okay. Okay. So before you disconnect, please, Kyle, if you could please get his number, I'd appreciate it. I'd like to talk to you about, you know, coming on the air with us as an instructor and sharing your experiences on the road.
I find his observations interesting and possibly important. Yeah.
Absolutely. So, Jay.
Can I add something?
Yeah.
Okay. For your listeners, this is just a little tidbit of information. I can weigh as much as 80,000 pounds. Okay, that is 40 tons. I cannot stop on a dime. If you pull in front of me and then you slow down, it takes me longer to slow down than your little car. I cannot move out of the way as fast as a tiny little car. I am 70 feet long, and it takes me 2 football fields to come to a complete stop, right, you know, versus your little car in just a couple hundred feet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
most people get the bigger picture of momentum. And the fact, how can you haul that much? I thought there was a rule at 45,000 pounds or something.
That is how much weight I can have in my trailer. But the truck itself and the trailer have weight.
Gotcha.
And I'm limited to 80,000 pounds. That includes my fuel, me, my wife,
yeah.
And my cargo. So... that is what I am limited to.
Yeah.
Me empty with a full tank of gas, I weigh 37,000 pounds.
Wow.
So, Jay.
Yeah, wow.
Your advice, I'm so glad you mentioned that, because that was my next question for you, and you led right into it. Thank you. What do you want us who are not in these 18-wheeler rigs to do so that we prevent ourselves from being run over? Obviously, not pull in front of you and slam on the brakes. Obviously, that's one. What about your visibility? What about, you know, people that draft you? Does that drive you crazy?
Drafting really doesn't bother me because I can't see you. If you are right behind my fender, I cannot see you. Now, if something happens in front of me and I have to slam on my brakes, you're going to be the last one to know.
Mm-hmm.
That's a point.
Yeah, what you mean is you're going to be the first one to run into the back of the truck, the trailer, but the last one to see the object.
Right.
Right, because it's blocked by you. And what about hazards that you may pick up? So if you see one of these alligators, which is a disconnected, severed tread, if you will, from a tire in the road, and it's in the center of the road or just a little to the left or a little to the right of center, and you hit that thing, it's going to come flopping up. Wouldn't that go through the windshield of the vehicle behind you if it's close enough?
Potentially, yes. If you are right behind my trailer and I pick up one of these alligators, one, it can go through your windshield. Two, it can probably go through your grill. I mean, that's the best. I mean, you know, well, the best is, you know, that, you know, hopefully it's not that bad and you run over it and mess up the underside of your car, you know. So it's best not to draft a big truck. Just give us space.
One last quick question.
Sure.
Jay, what about exploding brake drums on tractor-trailer brake systems? Have you ever seen them come apart through centrifugal force and just do destruction? Have you ever seen that?
On a downhill, I've seen drivers with hot red drums. They're not going to explode unless they're just not very well taken care of.
Okay. Jay, we're out of time. Please leave that number with our engineer, and I'll call you later this evening. Thanks so much for being with us. Rick, and I'll be right back.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.